About February of 1971, Judge Doherty had said to the Board of Education, you desegregate Booker T. Washington by 1973.
Did you bring the open space to Carver?
Yes. Continuous progress is an extension in Bruce's middle school concept.
Okay.
So that just moved right into Carver, and that was a great experience.
So the judge says you must integrate Booker T. Washington.
Right. And then the Board of Education, they had their plans. You know, they had the plans for desegregation of Booker T., which are very interesting. Do you know these plans? One plan was that they would have Booker T., Central, and Edison. If you were the 10th grade, you'd go to Booker T. If you were the 11th grade, you'd go to Edison. And the 12th grade, you'd go to Central. Well, that was great for everybody that lived outside of that district. So that didn't work. Then they had a plan where they would draw little pockets around the city, but you'd never know where those pockets would be. And if you lived in that pocket, you were sentenced to Booker T. Washington for one semester. So that was continuously changing. That created too much anxiety in the community. And another plan was they would have a
lottery.
And that was too risky, and people didn't like that. So Bruce Howell said, do you think we could do this voluntarily? And he asked me if I would chair the recruitment. He told me about H.J. Green. He was going to name H.J. Green as the principal. He had talked to H.J. and Granville Smith about changing positions at Hale and Booker T. And H.J. had agreed, and he wanted me to meet him. So working with H.J. and Bruce Howell, that curriculum was designed. H.J. went around to all of the 9 high schools and talked to kids about what would they like to have happen in their high schools. And we had everything from every language to basket weaving to sophisticated, advanced courses. Had we been able to open Booker T. the next day, we would have had our enrollment. But the clinch was that the parents had to sign off on that. And so when those applications were taken home, we had 9 returned. And we had 600 kids that we needed, 600 white kids. The other issue was that the black community was really concerned about what was happening to their black students that attended Booker T. But there were about 434 black kids that were attending Booker T. at that point in time. It was pretty obvious that we were going to need more black kids. And how are we going to handle that? We had some white kids that were trapped in the old Booker T. Washington attendance zone but had been allowed to transfer out. So how are we going to deal with that? There were a lot of issues around this whole attendance zone and certainly the black community. Julius Pegues was absolutely fabulous to work with. I think Julius recognized that it had to be desegregated. It was the law of the land. How it was going to look, you know, there was certainly, and I understand and appreciate that, a lot of anxiety about what was really going to happen to Booker T. Could we preserve the incredible history of that school as the black institution it was? Trying to really be sensitive to that and respond to those questions. Those were some difficult and perhaps fragile times in human relations.
Because, again, the population number, whites to blacks, would have been
60-40. Now, let me tell you, the night that the Board of Education elected to go with the volunteer plan, Julius Pegues got up and said, we're not going to do this. We're not going to do this 60-40. We're going to do this 50-50 all of the way. And that means Carver, and that means Burroughs Little School. And so I responded and said, yes, that's the way we'll do it.
Well, didn't that just feel naturally right?
Absolutely right. Why we had never, ever thought of that is beyond my wildest imagination. That was so right. That was the right thing to do. And it just sort of diminished a lot of fears. The task was then we were going to have a school of 1,200. We had to have 600 whites and 600 blacks. And Julius was going to be in charge of getting the 600 blacks, and I was going to be in charge of getting the 600 whites, and we were on our way. He had a lot easier time than I did. And he held all of the applications. I kept saying, where are the black applications? We didn't have any. He never, ever, ever showed those black applications until I had the 600 whites, and then he matched them.
So you were wondering how successful he was.
Yeah, I was going to wonder how successful. And she said, don't worry. Don't worry.
Booker T was in the black area.
Yeah. It was built for segregation. Right. Black children were bused from South Haven, which is in southwest Tulsa, a black neighborhood. The black children were bused past Webster, past Central, to Booker T. And Booker T was funded by Tulsa County, never by Tulsa Public Schools.
Booker T was funded by Tulsa County.
By Tulsa County. Interesting. It was a school built for segregation, as was Carver. So they were county schools. They were not part of Tulsa Public Schools.
But the school board had jurisdiction over that school?
Right. And I really don't know the history of that, but that was another lawsuit, apparently. And the school system then moved Booker T. and Carver into Tulsa Public Schools.